What up, what up, what up, guys? Hey, if you are looking to enhance your small business and get your name out there, Octown Universe is offering the capability for you to be promoted on the podcast. We'd love to partner with you. We offer monthly memberships. We offer three-month memberships. And we offer yearly memberships or just for a few podcasts. So if you are interested, please email lockdownuniverse@gmail.com. We'll get back to you and we'll be happy to give you some quotes. Thanks so much and enjoy the show.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, some of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and lore. We are back, we are back, we are back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing well and taking care of yourselves. I took a little bit of extra time off. I was kind of focusing on really just spending some quality family time and focusing on kind of taking care of things around the house and taking care of, the people that I care about. I wanted to start this podcast by talking about this overwhelming feeling of something's not right. And there's a lot of people that are on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, you name it, Instagram, whatever, that are all feeling the same thing. People are feeling this instinct that something's not right. And I'm not saying it's related to, you know, the vaccine or politics or all of the shipment containers that aren't being allowed into port or picked up, supply chain issues that are going on. Anything else. It's just like this overwhelming sense of like, kind of like a dread. Like, I don't know if you guys are feeling it too. You wake up and you feel this, like something's not right. Something's off. Or like, there's like this impending something coming. And a lot of people are referring to it as, you know, a lot of people are worried about this virus and the vaccine and the government forcing folks to take the shot and that the military is going to come down and require everyone to take the shot. It's really interesting. And some people are referring to their sense of doom in relation to that. Other people are seeing things adding up, like the shipment containers not being allowed into port, that they're, you know, there's some sort of like government conspiracy that they're going to try to increase food prices, reduce food, options on the shelf, that the shelves are going to be empty, and that, you know, there's going to be supply chain issues with everything from, you know, toilet paper to, you know, beauty supplies and, you know, healthcare products that we actually need, you know, things that are actually important for folks to have, medicines and that kind of thing, that the prices are going to go through the roof and that there's going to be kind of this reset going on. And there's just been a whole lot of things that have kind of added up to this point, of a great reset. That's kind of what they're calling it, the great reset. And it's happening in the economic market with folks that are quitting their jobs, you know, and it's not even from the vaccine. They're just quitting the jobs because they just don't want to work. They don't want the jobs anymore. They see that there's something bigger and better out there, that there's something more for their lives. And so they're calling it the great economic reset or the great reset for a variety of reasons. Do you think that this is, that you feel this too? You see this too, that there's this great reset? We saw during COVID last year, lots of people got fired, right? Or a lot of people had to work from home, or a lot of people lost their jobs. And so they went on these like cross-country trips. They said, screw it, I'm just going to go on a cross-country trip. I got nothing to lose. I got no job. I'm going to go on this trip. Or they'd seek out other things in their life that were interesting and started these new opportunities for themselves. So they had a great reset that way. And it's just been going on. So what does this have to do with aliens? Well, as you guys know, not every podcast I do has to deal with aliens. However, this podcast does have to deal with aliens. I did a podcast a while back, early 2020, about the message that has been sent to a lot of abductees. I can't remember what.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The title of it was, I have to go back and look. But the premise was, it's a message that's been given to many abductees that there's going to, it was called The Event, if you want to listen to it. It's that there's going to be an event that happens, that many of the abductees who are abducted are going to be these point persons to redirect people during these times that are coming soon, that there's going to be this great event, and there's going to be like mass authority figures showing people the way to safe areas. However, these safe areas are not safe, and there's going to be these people that are going to try to point folks in other directions. So that event was supposed to be coming up. Could it be that the coronavirus was the event? That all these, massive figures, these authority figures, we're trying to corral people into getting these shots, corral people into staying home, corral people into doing these things, not going into work and all that. And maybe and there's a lot of these point people out there that are saying, they were fighting back against this whole, against masks, against vaccines, against all this stuff that's going on. And they're saying, oh, this isn't the way, right? So it could be that event is continuing on till today, even though a lot of people have been vaccinated and going back to work and everything's, largely better. Could it be that there's another event, or this continuation of the event is happening right now with the supply chain issue and with further issues that we don't even know about? Well, there's a great reset. There's a lot of people that aren't going back to work. They don't want to work. They don't want to work. People are done. The 40-hour work week was created for factory workers in jean shops to finish a job, and then other companies took hold of this idea, and then it became this entire revolution in the business industry to create these 40-hour work weeks, to create perpetual slaves for their own bidding, for their own purpose of creating their business ideals. And so now we have these 40-hour work weeks that are literally killing people. And this is the great reset. It's not just a mental shift, it's a spiritual shift, it's an entire infrastructure shift of old way thinking to new way thinking. And so when you have these people who are kind of, they're looked upon as either lazy, or they're looked upon as new age thinkers, or they're looked upon as, oh, that's going to work for about a few months, then you're going to run out of money. Well, maybe that's the case, or maybe there is something on the horizon. Maybe there's a new way of life. There's a new way of living. There's a new way that we can create a new economy so that people don't have to work 40-hour work weeks and never see their families, never be able to enjoy themselves, because by the time they hit 40 and 50, they realize their lives are over and they don't have anything else left to give, that they don't have the energy to do the stuff that they wanted to do because they didn't do it when they were 20. So hopefully we're moving towards an economy and a spiritual ascension, sociological ascension, to a different way of thinking about how we live our lives. And I think that's what we're seeing now. If you jump on some of the social media, you'll see the way people are living. Yes, there's people that are doing van life. There's people that are joining communes. There's people that are doing all kinds of different things. You don't have to do that, but you can. There's different ways of life. There's different ways of living. There's people that are purchasing plots of land out in the country that are just creating their own homesteads, called homesteaders. They're creating their own farms and their own feeding groups and their co-ops and things like this, so that they don't have to rely on the grocery store and the big government to create their food source. That it can be an untainted food source that doesn't have chemicals in it, that doesn't have all these cancer-causing agents to, you know, allow the food to sit on the shelves for longer just so it looks pretty. So we have a lot of folks that are going towards a different way of thinking. So hopefully, you know, this is the first step in that process. It has to be a step in a different way of life. Think about the way we lived 150 years ago. Totally different than now. Some people worked 80-hour weeks on a farm. Some people, you know, worked in a shop. Some people had a bar. Some people, you know, a saloon, you know. And now people are able to work a little bit less. Some people are working a lot more just to survive. So it just depends on your situation and your education and your ability, your physical ability and that kind of thing. But I think that we are moving towards a spiritual ascension coming up here. So what does that mean? What does it mean for you? What does it mean for, you know, the alien event, quote unquote, that's supposed to happen soon? Well, we're not 100% sure. We really don't know. It could be that there is going to be an alien presence shown in the near future. It could be that they land on, you know, the White House's lawn. Who knows? You know, we don't know. But what's going to happen when and if this situation that we're in becomes militarized, this COVID situation that we're in becomes militarized? That's going to be the beginning of a huge problem. There's in America, people are not going to stand for that. If they're going to start forcing vaccinations, man, it's just going to be a disaster. And I know there's countries out there that are begging for the vaccine, but America, they're not going to take that. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are not gonna stand for that. So that could be the event. This could be a great opportunity. It could be a great opportunity for a change in how we interact with folks, how we interact with our government. It doesn't have to be, you know, a World War III. It can be an opportunity for seeing different ways of engaging. However, it could also be, it's very similar to like World War II, where we have these internment camps and we have these concentration camps where we force these unvaxxed people into these camps. And, you know, if you listen to Alex Jones, he's been talking about it since late 2008. Jesse Ventura with his show, the Conspiracy Theory Show, where they were talking about these camps, these concentration camps, where they had like thousands of or hundreds of thousands of like plastic coffins because they knew some event was going to come soon and they were going to have to bury a bunch of people. Very interesting stuff that kind of comes together and says, what the hell's going on here? A lot of people have left the U.S. They're like, screw the U.S. We're out of here. We're not going to be part of this whole scenario. We're out, you know, and you can leave. You can still leave. You might not be able to, I don't know what the boarding situation is on airplanes, if they require you to have a vaccination card or not. There's a lot of people that are just like, no, we're going to Central America where there's less laws. You know, they want to go to countries that, you know, they don't have as much stipulations on things. And so it's really interesting to see what's going to happen around the corner. And what the aliens were referring to as the event. I'm looking forward to seeing how history plays out here, because there's a couple ways it could play out. Well, a couple of them are not so good. A lot of them are looking not so good. But there's in every dark time, there's always room for growth and opportunity. A seed is planted in a bed of flowers, right? In dirt, in darkness, to grow. So is this a time of darkness where we can grow together? Or is it a time of darkness where we're going to grow farther apart? Is this the event the aliens were talking about? I don't know. But stay tuned for the next episode, because it's going to play a big role in where this event could go. So jump into the next podcast to listen in for what could be a message for what happens after this event. Until next time, guys, take care of yourselves. Take care of your spiritual, physical, and emotional health. Follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Till next time, guys, Lockdown Universe out.